committee come to order, please. It's March 10th. Time is 1:15 p.m. President Senators Binkley, Senator Hensley, Senator Jakes, and Senator Eliason. We have two bills and one resolution before the committee. We have a first order of business with the committee substitute for Senate Bill number 157, Finance, an act appropriating from the Earnings Reserve Account of Alaska Permanent Fund to the General Fund. This is a committee substitute from Finance. Would the committee care to discuss any part of this bill?
Mr. Chairman, it's my understanding that the Finance Committee had to prepare a committee substitute just to be sure that the legislature's prerogative of appropriations is protected in the best possible way. There was a problem with the bill as introduced by the governor in that the balance of authority or responsibility between the executive branch and the legislative branch could have been called into question. So I would like to commend the Finance Committee for preparing a legally correct bill, which in essence does exactly what the governor wanted, but protects the legislature's power to appropriate.
Thank you. Any further discussion on this particular bill?
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Hanson?
Yes, I would move that committee substitute for Senate Bill 157 Finance be moved out of committee with individual recommendations.
The calendar. Are there any objections? The next bill is Senate Bill 159. An act amending an appropriation to the Alaska Power Authority for the Bradley Lake Hydroelectric Project and providing for an effective date.
Mr. Chairman, if I may,
Senator
Chair. Thank you, sir. Through the chair to the finance co-chair, is there any way this money can be spent for any other project besides Bradley Lake?
No. It doesn't speak to the appropriation itself. It only speaks to the funding source of that appropriation. So rather than the money being appropriated from the general fund, it's now appropriated from the Rail Belt Energy Fund. It doesn't speak to the project, whether it's going to continue, whether it's not going to continue, strictly where the funding source for that would come from.
Was there any discussion in the Finance Committee about appropriating the money to the Power Development Fund? Was that ever discussed?
No.
Okay. So this is just a straight change of funding source.
Exactly.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Is there any further discussion on this particular bill?
Mr. Chairman, I would move that Senate Bill 159 be calendar. Members approve this bill for calendar.
Any objections? There it is. The last piece of business we have before us is Senate Concurrent Resolution 16. It's related to Fetal Alcoholic Syndrome Awareness Week. By Senator Binkley.
Senator Eliason, I do have one question, and maybe somebody from the committee could help me with this. Is it normal in resolves that we request the governor to designate a particular week, or do we designate that?
It's been the custom, unless I might stand corrected, that the governor's prerogative to do this.
So this should properly be then addressed to the governor to have him designate May 10th through the 16th, 1987, as Fetal Alcohol Syndrome Awareness Week.
Yes, it would be.
Could I offer that amendment to the resolution then to add, I guess it would be in line 28, between line 28 and 29, whatever the appropriate wording would be to request the governor to designate that particular week as Fetal Alcohol Syndrome Awareness Week.
Are there any objections to the amendment? Carried. We'll draft the committee substitute and have it on the floor this week.
Great.
Mr. Chair, motion to calendar.
I would move that we calendar Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 16, resolution relating to Fetal Alcohol Syndrome Awareness Week, with individual recommendations.
Senate rules.
CS.
CS. Correct.
Are there any objections? Carried. Meeting adjourned. Thank you.